Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Let listening to Turning Point be your first activity as you wake up daily. After Turning Point audio, then use Turning Point Daily Devotional Prayer booklet to pray and to study the Word. It is also written by me. Using the Daily Devotional Prayer booklet, we deepen your knowledge in God's Word and also enhance spiritual growth. It's available both in hard and soft copies. TPGF members and Turning Point followers and listeners, subscribe to the prayer booklet online. You can do a yearly or a monthly subscription with a token. For subscription and subscription renewal, send a chat to Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so immediately now, so you won't forget. Welcome also to Wednesday, day 20 in December 2023. Countdown to Christmas, 5 days more. Please open your hand and heart to receive the day's prayers and prophetic blessings. Be responding with Amen, I receive it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Every day till Christmas, God will release a special blessing to your life. It shall be positive breaking news for everyone from all sides. After Christmas, the same grace shall continue to flow. I prophesy, this shall be your best end of the year season ever. Good people from far and near will locate you with good gifts. Expect a powerful move of God around your life this season. Your destiny shall be unlocked. Whatever has frustrated you will turn around. A dimension of grace and glory are coming upon everyone that will turn you into another person. Yes. You will tell a new story very soon. I see in the spirit, in my place of prayer, a river flowing serene and clean. I said, what is this? The Lord said, I will cause a flow of good things to my children. Wow, everyone, open your hand. Receive a flow of peace to your life. A healing flow to where you hurt. A flow of financial resources to fulfill your purpose. Everyone, do this. Touch or raise your phone a bit and let me pray. I prophesy, alert upon alert, for you, money shall flow to your hand, flow to your business, flow to your children. Never again shall you be in lack. Philippians chapter 4 verse 19 says, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. May that become your experience from now on. You shall experience adequate supply in all good things. You shall enjoy surplus supplies also. I don't know who this person is, but I hear a miracle door for something you have been waiting for shall be open to you before next year. Yes, a miracle door that you will testify about shall open. If you believe it, say amen, I receive it. Right. December 20 celebrant, your birthday prayers. May God bless your birthday. Your next 365 days shall be full of sweet testimonies of increase and unbelievable help and assistance. You will live long and live well. In Jesus' name. Happy birthday. Now to teachings, counseling, and guidance. First one today. Good evening, Pastor, and my TPGF members. Sir, is it right to impregnate one's fiancée and then marry her after, just to avoid unnecessary complications of all sorts that can arise from marriage arrangements? Wow, oh no. Not if you are genuinely and truly born again child of God and you are growing in the Lord. Hebrews 13 verse 4 says, marriage is honorable in all, and the bed must not be defiled. Sexual indulgence before marriage is nothing but fornication. Read 1 Corinthians 16 verse 9, fornicators were named among the least that will not inherit the kingdom of God. Why will you want to go that route? There are many who believe husband and wife, couples must get themselves impregnated before wedding day just to be sure that they will have babies. They are wrong. They are faithless. And they are doing ungodly things. Have patience. Believe God. Do proper marriage before coming together as husband and wife. That some people are doing it does not make it right. Next, good day, Daddy. And my TPGF family, I would love to know why people always say it is not good to pray for God to humble someone. Wow. Humility is a personal decision by receiving by God's revelation. God does not force humility on anyone. We have to individually decide to be humble, then ask God to give us grace to be able to do so. You lose nothing by being humble. Next, good morning, Daddy. I'm not TPGF members. Sir, can someone support Shiloh 2024 with less than 50K? I believe there are people that may want to be involved, but they may not have up to 50K. I suggest it should be left open and not pegged. God bless you, Daddy. Wow. Oh, yes. Many people have also written and said the same thing. I agree with you all, though it was announced for the minimum of 50K for per person for a year. Let everyone do according to what God may lay in his or her heart. The number to chat or send SMS to ask for the attendees for World Lifting Conference next year is +234 807 240 3129. Send a chat or an SMS to that number. You will get a prompt reply. Next, I want to sow towards Shiloh 2024. Kindly send me the account details, sir. Wow. Thank God for the sowing and the giving grace that God has given so many members of TPGF. As I already explained, send a chat. Let me have the account details for World Lifting Conference 2024. Send that to +234 807 240 3129 that I have explained. It will be sent. Next, compliments of the season, sir. How does one rehabilitate an ogogoro addicted brother? Wow. Ogogoro, for those who may not understand, means dry hot gin. Very, very strong alcoholic drink. For your brother to have fallen a victim to that addiction is unfortunate. Well, Google to search for a rehabilitation center closest to where you are. Then mount warfare prayers on him. It is very difficult to come out of addiction. Better don't go near. God of all mercies will intervene for you concerning your brother. Next, good day, Daddy. Femi Emmanuel. My question, for someone that belongs to two or three prayer altars like TPGF, NSPPD, RCCG, and so on, where does one share one's testimonies and also pay tithes, bearing in mind that they are all fertile soils? Thank you, Daddy, for your teachings. Wow. My counsel on this is that you share testimonies on all the platforms. Testimonies are messages to give hope to people to believe God for their own miracle also. But if you trace a particular miracle to a specific platform, then give testimony on that platform. As for tithing and sowing your seed, do as God may lay on your heart per time. Next, good day and good morning, Pastor. I'm a regular listener to your spirit lifting program through my wife who follows you. We have 5 children. I never had any problem until my wife joined me in Abuja. Since then, our relationship started on a downward trend to the extent that I can't play with her freely, not to talk of having sex. If I touch her, she will bluntly tell me that she does not like people touching her. We have lived together for close to 20 years. I am contemplating divorce because I have been enduring this behavior for about 5 years now. Your advice is needed, sir. Wow. Please let your wife know that you sent this, and she should also listen to this counsel since you said she's a follower of TPGF. Close to 20 years of marriage with 5 children, and this is happening. Sir, there is no smoke without fire. Your wife must be reacting to something. Find good time to sit down together, sincerely open to each other in a discussion. Open up to each other. Discuss and resolve this issue. Both of you should be very sincere and honest. God will see you through. Divorce is not the way out. Have a discussion and then establish a reunion. Let the trust and confidence come back to her. Let me know what happened after this effort that I just canceled. Listeners, rebroadcast this to all of your contacts. Do so daily. Today is the prayer mountain service at our Abuja Center. So TPGF members and listeners of Turning Point in and around Abuja, be there live. 12 to 2 p.m. as usual. Living Spring Chapel, Kado Life Camp is the venue after the fish market. Tomorrow, Thursday, is the one for Ikeja, Lagos. Two services will run tomorrow at Ikeja, Lagos. 7 to 9 a.m. is the first service, just 2 hours. 9:30 to 11:30 is the second service, another 2 hours. Prayer focus this Thursday and also in Abuja is special Christmas gift from God Almighty. If you can put on any Christmas dress, Christmas hat, anything Christmas, hold it and use it to depict Christmas. Your heavens will open. This shall be your best Christmas season ever. Same two services we hold at Dominion City, Ibadan, Kolobo, Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Port Harcourt, Anuyo. TPGF members and all listeners of Turning Point in all these cities, locate our centers there and attend. It will be great. God wants to close this year for every one of us with great wonders. It shall be live streamed. So connect from all over the world. Telephone numbers to call for more detail is Dupe on +234 806 478 8392. Start chatting and SMS or calling now. Oh, today is a good day to send your tithe. If you wish to do so, your battle seed, your thanksgiving seed, the partnership commitment seed, your vows, the seed of 12, 12, 12, we are sowing this 12th month of the year, and 668, connection to grace. Do as God lays in your heart. There is power that is released when you are a tither and a seed sower for the expansion of the kingdom of God. I have said this again and again. The best way to get God to do your things is to do his things. And one of the things you can do to enlarge the kingdom of God is sowing seed, is paying tithe. Any money sown into the kingdom enlarges the kingdom and shrinks hell. That moves God on your behalf. It provokes heaven to release what is power on you, enlarge your business, expand your life, give you long life, and shield away all devourers from you. I prophesy to everyone's life today, you will do good. You will do great. The remaining days of this year, this is your season. You will laugh and smile and dance into the new year. What God cannot do does not exist. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day. TPGF, truly blessed.